It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque joining you here at IYFWrestling.com. It's The Interface, and we are talking about the Coronation Cup 2012, IYFW's finale to the big summer of in-your-face wrestling action in Whitehall, New York, and it did not disappoint. Let's talk about it from top to bottom here right now. We started the show off with a tag team match. It would be Team RPG, as they are now known, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket, with Babs Booster taking on Good Lord Willing and Itana. There was some backstory to this matchup, as Good Lord Willing defeated the Rickety Rocket one-on-one back in July at Can't Tread on Us, and Itana got the victory over Ian Daniels at Heat Strike. Well, now all four men will be in there in their respective tag teams, and Ian Daniels, the Rickety Rocket, came out on top with the victory in this tag match. They have become a full-time tag team, and they are looking to climb the ranks in the tag division in IYFW. Then it would be time for the Block A four-way free-for-all match in the Coronation Cup tournament. This match would see Megastar Michael Monroe, the Mighty Franz Roddy, Viper, and Loverboy Ricky Williams, all prominent men to be in this matchup, and there was a lot of great action going on. In the end, the Mighty Franz Roddy would deliver the Oss Crusher to Viper, but before he could go over the pin, Megastar Michael Monroe would throw Franz Roddy out of the ring, go to the top, hit the 450 splash on Viper, and get the win. So Megastar moved on to the finals, and the Mighty Franz Roddy was not too happy about that outcome, to say the least. Next up, we would see the IYFW New Breed Championship on the line, as Shiloh Robinson would challenge Liam McFerrin. Shiloh put out the formal challenge to Liam back at the Heat Strike show, and McFerrin accepted the challenge, and it was time for the match to take place. A very spirited contest, but in the end, McFerrin came out retaining the New Breed Championship. Shiloh Robinson took great exception to this and delivered a super kick to Liam after the match was over and walked out. McFerrin was irate when he came to find out what happened, and he is already talking to IYFW management. He wants a rematch with Shiloh Robinson on September 8th at Vengeful to the Core. We're going to find out if we get that match and if the championship committee is going to put the title on the line. It would be Block B four-way free-for-all action in the Coronation Cup tournament coming up next, and in this outing we would see the real Robert L. Coleman representing Blood Money, Vince Beach, Jamar Magic Justice, and Drake Evans. Another great competitive matchup here, but we would see Drake Evans with a spinebuster on Vince Beach win the match and advance to the finals. And it would be after the match, Megastar Michael Monroe would come running from the locker room, attack Drake Evans on the floor, and take out his left knee. Evans was writhing in pain. Wrestlers, referees came out to check on him and help him to the back, where he was taken straight to the doctor, who started to examine the knee, and it was made known that he did suffer some damage because of that attack. And he was given the choice. He could continue to compete in the Coronation Cup tournament and risk further damage, or he could step away from the match, default, and the win would go to Megastar Michael Monroe. But Drake Evans came there to fight. He was not going to back down. He was going to go for the Coronation Cup. It would be now time to see the Wolf CJ Scott return to IYFW after being suspended from the Heat Strike show. He would be taking on Mexican newcomer to IYFW, El Loco Culo. Turned out to be very interesting in this match was that the board of directors assigned a special referee for this match, and who it would be? None other than CJ's own brother, the man he got into a brawl with back in July that caused CJ to be suspended at the Heat Strike show, the Savage Damon Ravage. And Damon Ravage obviously showed favoritism in this match. We knew he would. But in the end, Loco Culo got on top of CJ with a roll-up, and a quick three count went down, bell sounded, and CJ Scott fell victim from his brother, the Savage Damon Ravage. And of course, Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burden had to remind CJ of the new policy. If he was to take out his brother, he could be fired from IYFW. And you could see the frustration building in CJ. But we've also gotten word that CJ Scott is going to have a special announcement here at this website very soon concerning himself and Damon Ravage about the September 8th Vengeful to the Core show. What is going to happen? Does he want to face his brother? Will IYFW sign that match? We'll have to wait and see what find out about that one. Now it would be time for the no disqualification tag team title match between Blood Money and Pure Dynamite. A huge story behind this matchup. It all started back at the Brawl in Whitehall in June, when Michael Anthony, a prominent Blood Money member, would be fired and the Shakeweight would be taken away from him, commandeered as property of Blood Money. Michael Anthony would go on to take the young tag team Pure Dynamite and lead them to prominence. And it would come down to an impromptu non-title tag team match Back at Heatstrike, between these two teams, Pure Dynamite would get the win, and that led them to getting this title shot at the Coronation Cup show. The no disqualification stipulation was added on top of it, which you would think would favor the champion's blood money. But Pure Dynamite and Michael Anthony had a plan. They went out there ready to fight. They were in bunkhouse attire. They were ready to do everything and anything they could to get the titles. And it came down to Michael Anthony grabbing the shake weight and taking out Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale. A big stroke of revenge right there for Michael Anthony. Pure Dynamite got on top and got the three, and now Pure Dynamite are the new In-Your-Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, and Michael Anthony reclaimed the shake weight. Now would be time for the finals of the Coronation Cup Tournament. Megastar Michael Monroe, a former Tag Team Champion and the 2010 Coronation Cup winner, taking on a former IYFW Champion Drake Evans. These two men left everything they had in the ring in there, folks. It was a very, very highly competitive matchup, and in the end, Drake Evans stood tall on one leg as the Coronation Cup winner. That means he now will challenge the IYFW Champion on September 8th at Vengeful to the Core. And then it all came down to the main event. The Pillar, Roman Dominguez, finally getting his one-on-one shot for the IYFW Championship against Pierre the Beast Vachon. These two men wasted no time in pulling out the big guns. Vachon going for the mandible claw early, but Roman Dominguez came up with an absolutely ingenious plan on how to stop Vachon from using the mandible claw. You're going to have to wait to see this match on DVD because it was an absolutely brilliant idea from the Pillar. However, he did not take into account the craftiness of the champion because Vachon had a pair of brass knuckles hidden, grabbed him, knocked the Pillar out, covered him, and got the three. Referee Dan Roberts counted the three, but when he went to raise the hand of Pierre Vachon, the brass knuckles fell to the canvas. Dan Roberts picked them up, took the microphone, and reversed the decision, disqualifying Vachon and giving the win to Roman Dominguez. But, as we all know, in pro wrestling, you cannot win a title on a disqualification. It has to be a pinfall or submission, so Pierre Vachon still is the In-Your-Face Wrestling Champion. What does that mean? That means the main event on September 8th, Vengeful to the Core, will be Drake Evans against Pierre Vachon for the IYFW Championship. And Roman Dominguez is none too happy about this. He feels he's got the win, and you can't blame him. He's the only man in IYFW to say that he has a championship match victory over Pierre Vachon. Albeit a disqualification, it's still a victory. But the contract stated the winner of the Coronation Cup would face the IYFW Champion at the next show, September 8th, Vengeful to the Core. So that match is set. Evans Vachon part two, you might say, as these two men faced each other earlier in the year, back at the beginning in January at Seize the Moment. So now the question is, what will Roman Dominguez be doing on September 8th? And don't forget about the Force from the North, Vigo. He was suspended from the Coronation Cup show. In fact, Drake Evans got Vigo's spot that he was going to have in the tournament. What will Vigo be doing on September 8th as well? Well, we thank all the great fans from Whitehall, New York for making this summer so memorable. The Brawl in Whitehall from June, Can't Tread on Us from July, Heat Strike, and the Coronation Cup 2012 from August. All these shows are going to be available at the merchandise section here at this website very soon. Keep checking back to see when you can order those individually or possibly as a whole package. And you can get your tickets for September 8th's Vengeful to the Core here as well. Now let's start talking about September 8th. We already know the main event. I just told you about that. We also now know it will be Pure Dynamite representing IYFW as the Tag Team Champions against the NWA North American Tag Team Champions, Rob Sweet and Hellcat, the Rochester Wrecking Crew. This is a non-title match. The NWA Champions put out the challenge to see who the better tag team is. Pure Dynamite's going into this one, but they may not have Michael Anthony in their corner, because the word has gone down that Michael Anthony is saying farewell to In Your Face Wrestling, and he is being given a chance to say anything he wants at the September 8th show, and we are all going to be looking forward to hearing the words of Michael Anthony. On top of that, we also have women's wrestling taking place, a rematch from Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, Mistress Belmont taking on Barbie, and we're going to be finding out a whole bunch more that's going to be taking place on September 8th in Ballston Spa, New York. It's going to be great to be back there at the BACC, the Ballston Area Community Center. Coming soon here at the Interface, we're going to try to find out more about that show, more matches to be signed, more talent that's going to be there, and we're going to answer a very important question soon. What is the right to fight? Keep checking iWebWrestling.com to find out. This is Joey LaRocque.